This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. A campaign to increase faculty of color in state institutions has helped three Illinois State University students pursue careers in teaching. The Illinois Board of Higher Education has announced scholarships for the newest student group of its Diversifying Higher Education Faculty Program. Student reporter Tiffany Jackson introduces us to a non-traditional student who was among the awardees.
Stacy Wiggins is one of three new students being awarded financial assistance at Illinois State University as she pursues her teaching degree. Upon receiving the news of becoming a fellow, Wiggins said her first reaction was relief.
I have a family and need to pay for school and live, so I was relieved that I would be able to get my tuition paid and have a stipend to help out with living expenses.
After graduating from the university in 1994 with a bachelor's degree in social work, going back to school was not in her plan. Moving on to work at the Bloomington Housing Authority for 24 years, she eventually crossed paths with an old mentor who saw her potential and encouraged her to enroll back in school.
She said, I really want you to go back to school. You need to get your master's. You would be great with your master's degree teaching at ISD. She encouraged me to come back. And I was like, absolutely not. There's no way. I don't want to go back to school. But the seed was planted. And to be honest, I didn't think any more about it.
But what was once planted finally blossomed because months later, Wiggins enrolled back to ISU with the goal to use her experience on the front lines to enlighten others.
The revelation came to me that I could make a greater impact in social work, teaching other students social work, than doing it frontline myself. I have been doing it frontline service provision many years. Now it's time for me to come out of that and shift into a place where I can teach other people how to do it.
It was important to Wiggins to make that transition because she's witnessed the trauma a client can undergo if the social worker lacked empathy for certain situations being communicated.
I've seen colleagues who can thrive and work with diverse populations, but I have also seen some pretty devastating effects with people who do not know how to do that. And I mean, we're working with people's lives here, people who have often dealt with trauma already.
As an African-American woman, Wiggins says she understands the hesitation most minorities have when it comes to entering a therapy room. She said it was essential to ensure the future generations of color pursuing social work could see someone who looked like them excel in the field and learn the traits necessary to be effective.
They need to be able to see diverse faculty so that they have a more comprehensive view of working with their clients. This is not to be taken lightly. I mean, we're dealing with people's lives here and trying to provide a service that often can make or break their future.
The mentors Wiggins had over the course of her life made a huge impact on her journey. She said without their embrace during her youth, she wouldn't be where she is today.
I sat under very solid minority leadership. They trained me, they mentored me, they gave me constructive criticism at times, but it has definitely shaped and made who I am today.
In the future, Wiggins hopes to have her own classroom. Being able to learn from others' experiences is what keeps her going.
I'd love to have like a whole classroom of students to be able to dialogue with. So I think it'll be really eye-opening and exciting to be in a classroom and be the teacher and watch those eye-opening experiences. I'm really excited about it.
Recipients of the award agreed to accept a teaching or staff position at an Illinois college or university. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
103 fellows will share nearly $1.5 million in academic support at 20 institutions across the state.